callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
How is that for the first line of everyone listening on BBS? All callers are muted. This is Wayne Frey, and this is our Monday night conference line and a broadcast on BBS Radio. And I'd like to welcome everyone that's on the conference line and everyone that's tuning in on BBS Radio. And Seth, are you there? Hello, Seth. I forgot to tell Seth. That was me telling Seth, who is the engineer, producer, production assistant at PBS, to remember to call Terry. Because I'll get stuck on this show because we're supposed to be talking about earth changes. And we have some people on the line right now, and I'm going to let them say hello to everybody in just a moment. And I promise not to talk too long tonight. I put that out in my email blast. And one of the reasons I talk so much on these calls is because we're building a group energy, and oftentimes I need to talk to get the energies together so that I can bring forth the channeling. But what's happening is more and more people are getting tuned into the energy and tuned into the frequency. So it is possible to bring forth the channeling more quickly. What I have learned, at least in my novice, and I say I'm a novice, but I am a novice because I'm very much, how can I say it, experiential. I have to understand how things work. This is not, these calls are not about just bringing forth the phenomena of channeling and say, okay, voice from other dimensions, tell us what to do, tell us how to feel, tell us what's going on, and then goes back to me and I say, thank you, voice. If you kind of notice that my personal experience has been one of learning how to integrate the energies of these voices as a personal experience in my energetic field. And what I've learned is that many people experience these energies but don't know what they are. And some people experience voices and don't know their energies. There's many people doing spiritual work that I am sure they add their energies to, and people can feel the energies in the room. In fact, there's been many times when I have attended spiritual talks of people and I felt those energies. And in fact, when I used to play music, I used to experience those energies when I would be performing for an audience. You know what? I should start the tape recorder here. For those of you on BBS, this is recorded by BBS and is in the archives of BBS. But we also record it on our conference line so people can call the replay line. That's why I announce all the time that I'm starting the tape recorder. So just a moment.
Please enter your subscriber PIN followed by the pound sign. Please wait. You are not authorized to start a recording at this time. Please contact customer service if you need assistance. Please enter your subscriber PIN followed by the pound sign. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
So, I hope as soon as Terry comes on, we'll start some of the questioning. But we did a long introduction 2 weeks ago, and then everyone was disappointed because we only had a 7-minute conversation at the end with our source. But I guess I'm going to have to talk until I hear Terry on the line. Terry, are you there? Okay. Many of you know and are aware of this idea that we are all one. It's been the theme of music. It's been the theme of religions. Oh, I think I hear Terry.
Yes.
Oh, good. And so, are you in a quiet place, Terry?
Not yet. I'm on the freeway. You probably hear my car.
I hear your car, but don't start channeling while you're on the freeway. Just let me know when you are at a good spot, okay?
All right.
So, in this idea that we're all one, most of us have no clue as to what that means experientially, other than being a very nice idea. So, when we started this channeling, Terry, maybe you should mute yourself until you're in a good spot. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks. When we started this channeling experience, when I experienced it, and of course it happened inadvertently to me, it happened because suddenly someone said, those guys want to talk to you, and I was involved in conversations with a voice that said they were the Elohim, and I was challenged to say, could they really be the Elohim? What does this mean? What is the significance? And then, of course, they did the healing on my sister. So I was learning how, in these conversations, that there was a certain vibration that was present, a feeling that I was experiencing. And sometimes this energy of these little flecks of light that I had become sensitive to seeing were in the room when we were channeling. And over a series of questions, it seemed that they were indicating that that energy that I was experiencing was them, that they could do that. They could come into this realm as love light energy. And so, through a bunch of experiments, we found out that we could do this over the telephone line. Now, if you're listening, and if this is the first time you've been listening, and whether you're listening on the telephone line or on BBS radio, you may notice some shifts in your space. I would suggest, if you're open to having this kind of experience, number one, you should be in a quiet place. And number two, not a bad idea to take your shoes off and put your feet on the ground. And number three, shut your eyes and take a deep breath and just be neutral. Don't be anything other than neutral. Because you may be able to feel this energy in your space. Many people have on these lines. And it's something that doesn't take you over. It's very gentle. And in fact, it's in this idea of all of us being one, it is actually you, an extended part of you. Most of us are compressed in what's called 3D, or this dimension. And on this call, the goal is to establish energies that expand you beyond your compression, and that you can feel what it feels like to be in other dimensions with a very loving, protected source. So it's very important to have that feeling, because we're going to talk about earth changes, and earth changes is a rather catalytic subject, and it's a subject that can provoke fear and none of us want to die, but we are all going to die, and so one of the ways we could die is in an earth change. Another way is just to get old and have a gentle shut your eyes and leave this realm. It's been my understanding that if you happen to know somebody that's dying, it's really, really good for their evolution to spend loving time with them, as in a hospice. Because the moment of death is a critical moment when a person is transitioning realms, and if they're feeling loved, if they're feeling cared for, they're going to have a better transition. If you're feeling this kind of connection with higher realms, and you happen to come to the point of death, you're going to feel a better transition. You're going to experience it. Because you're already connected to those vibrations in the other dimensions, and although I haven't done this lifetime, and I don't remember it, it kind of makes sense to me, and it's kind of the way they explained it to me when I've asked questions about it, that when you have opened yourself up to the frequency of other dimensions, then the transition from this dimension to others is a lot smoother. Are you in a spot yet, Terry?
I'm four blocks away.
Okay. Well, just feel clear and interrupt me when you get there.
All right.
You know, okay. Terry works and gets off from work at 5:30, and she has to find a good parking lot, where we do these channelings. So when you get the idea that there's these other dimensions, there's a huge amount of beings there, so you have to be somewhat careful. I do, you do, because you have to get the aspect of channeling is one that can actually lead you astray. And when we do this channeling on this call, I always tell people, and I will tell you all again and again, take what resonates, don't believe it as truth, and use your own discernment. Because it's very unusual to do public channelings like this, because I can't take anything back. Whatever is said is said. We can't edit it. And we're in front of you, and it is what it is. And the only reason I do this is because we've had such a track record of loving connection, and also because Terry is so highly intended to be of service, and that I would say Terry and I, neither of us, are doing this to get your attention, to, you know, for fame or any other reason than to be of service. And that creates a protected energy right there. So while we're waiting for Terry to come online, find her parking spot, what I'm going to do is have all of us create a group energy. And take a moment and shut your eyes. This is voluntary, by the way, so if you want to just listen and not participate, it's okay. Listen in, because there's an element of trust here. You're kind of opening yourself up to energies, and it's not a game, it's not phenomena, it's opening yourself up to vast energies that are part of you, but beyond what you would normally experience in your own human consciousness, waking consciousness. So it's important that it passes your litmus tests of being safe and loving. And so for those people that feel that, are open to that, and go along with me, and the others, listen to my words and just listen at whatever level you want to listen. So we're going to shut our eyes, and we're going to be right now looking at the energy at the top of our heads, sometimes called the crown chakra and the third eye. Those of you that are mystical or metaphysically inclined are aware of the word chakras, of all the energy centers in the body. And the crown chakra is the traditionally linked to the greater cosmos. So we're like going to set up a telephone cord between ourselves.
Entry chimes are off. Exit chimes are off.
Tim Park.
Pardon me?
I'm parked.
Okay. We're going to set up a line between our crown chakra and the higher dimensions. And in particular, we're going to hook a line up between ourselves and each other first. So we're going to invoke a group connection. And then we're going to ask for a connection between the voices that have identified themselves to me as the Elohim group and the Ra group, which are two vast group energies that are dedicated to the evolution of our planet and working with us on the shift that's taking place. So we shut our eyes and we feel the connection with each other. Everyone on this line, everyone listening on BBS, we are invoking a braiding of our energies and an experience of oneness. And we're in this experience, and you can just say to yourself, I send my loving energy to everyone on this line. And that helps open you up to it. Some of you have noticed from the time I started doing this till now that the top of your head is, I don't know what the English word is to describe it. You're far more aware of it. Some of you can see light energy. Some of you can feel it. And those are indications that you're activating yourself, not only in your body, but out of the body, and creating an expansion beyond the veil. And when we do this, those higher sources can see us. Of course, see is not the right word. They are aware of us. Somehow or another, they can feel light energy, and they can join with our energy. And we're going to invite them to join with each of you that's open to that experience. You may feel like a blanket of energy all around you as they move into your space. Only if you're open. I know this really happens because I've just had too many people email me from all over the world that they're having this experience. And now they're around you. You can let that energy flow in you. And you're really opening yourself up to a higher aspect of you. They are you, you are them, and we are feeling that energy. And while this is taking place, Terry, you're making static. Keep your microphone still. While this is taking place, you might just imagine the idea that if you think something, they can hear you. And you can ask for special blessings, the light to be sent to yourself, to an issue you're dealing with, someone else who's sick. And sometimes people do this on these calls, and they have miracles happen. So take a moment and silently make any requests for the highest good of all concerned, that you would like this higher aspect of you to help you with. What we've done just now is call in the light, and we've created a connection for those of you that are open to these higher sources. When we have this connection and when we activate it, it's a very significant thing. First of all, it's significant for you and your own healing of your own lower level patterns. Second of all, is significant to the planet, to the Earth, because you are now being a conduit into the energy of the Earth from these higher spaces. And when you do that, you are helping to heal the Earth. You are communing with the Earth. You can take a moment and feel the energy coming back up from the Earth into your body. And it's my understanding that the more people in an area that can do this, the more protected that area is from drastic earth changes. Most humans don't do this. Most humans are in isolated energy units, both separated from the higher realms and separated from the earth. They're just a contained energy in their body and trying to make themselves happier within that contained energy. And in normal times, that's not a big problem. But these are not normal times. These are exceptional times. We are involved in what's called a dimensional shift. And there's a tremendous amount of energy that's available to us. And of course, if you've read my material, you'll know that this is not going to be a normal transition when you die. There's a shift going on where the earth is lifting its vibration to fourth chakra. And if you're to participate in this higher level earth, your own heart chakra has to be open. That's exactly what we're doing on this call. We are opening up our chakras, those of you that are experiencing that. So on that note, I'm going to call in the light, and Terry, this very energy that you're feeling, Terry is... Now, this is a leap of faith. I'm not going to tell you to believe this, but it's my experience that Terry and my friend Daphne both are able to be voices for these energies. And they can tell you, can tell us, they can see the energy flows going into our planet. And they can sense things that are going to happen. And there's been a number of experiences where they have been extremely accurate, and sometimes they've been off. Or sometimes, as I said in the email that I sent today, it all works according to probability vortices. In other words, if everything is just the way it is right now and keeps moving into the future, then here's the likelihood of something happening, like 65% or 40%, you know, the statistics. Now, just the fact that we are doing this energy right now and bringing in this energy changes the statistics to a certain degree. So that's why I do all these calls, because I know it works this way, and particularly our Sunday morning grid healing, where we just focus on bringing in this energy and sending it to locations around our planet. And I say that I started this as an experiment. I said, can this really work? Can a group of highly intended people come together and create a group energy and create a prayer, and, you know, an intention that's expressed into these other realms to a high group energy? It's actually a prayer. It's like a request for their help. It's a request for the flow of energy. And could this make a difference? And I said, we'll see if this works. And we did it week after week after week, and I'm observing and watching. And then I see people coming back to me and telling me, "Wynn, my breast cancer went away after your call." Or somebody I wished that would call me suddenly phoned me. Or we put something into the light and something changed of a geophysical nature, like a hurricane shifts directions. Now, I don't know. I don't really want to take credit for any of that. I'm just sitting here doing the call. Whatever happens, happens. But there's been enough indications that some things have happened that have given me the idea that this might be working. So on that note, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to call in the light. And I'm going to have a discussion with our source. And our source identifies itself by the name Ra'an. Ra'an. And they explain themselves to be a conglomeration or a council of members of two groups, souls that I had become aware of individually and that decided to work with me in a team effort on the other side, because I had learned to identify the frequencies or the energies of both group souls. So we have the Ra group, which is the, if I have it right, the group soul that spoke through Edgar Cayce, that delivered channelings to David Wilcock while I was writing my book, and it's made up of graduates of this realm over perhaps millions of years. And then we have the Elohim group, which is the group soul that created our realm and is at the very top of the matrix and just at the beginning of creation. So you can't get any better than that. Now, I'm not saying that's who it is. I'm saying that's how they explain themselves. And my own personal opinion is I think they are who they say they are. But it's up to each person to make their own decision. And you're going to be able to hear them speak in just a moment through Terry. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this life, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy that radiates from the center of our universe to the center of our galaxy, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a blending of our energies, which I already did. I'm just saying it again. And we invite those sources that are positive, service the other, to join with our energies, to blend with us for this, for the duration of this call, and that only positive service to other energies operating in the Christed light, or another way of saying that is honoring the law of one, that we are all part of one energy separated. And in this call, we are remembering, we are reconnecting with the parts of ourselves that we've become separated from. And so we're going to have an introduction, and they just remind you, the topic of this call is Earth Changes, and I'll turn it over to our source, and they can identify themselves and greet us all verbally.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy to be with you and our honor to be with you, each and every one of you today. You have been speaking of miracles, and you have been speaking of earth changes. In the higher realms, particularly in the high realm of the Elohim, a miracle is not a miracle. A miracle is using technology and methods that are not known to the earth realm. We are masters of techniques and vibrations which may be applied in certain ways to clear illness and to help answer prayers. The book, The Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which hold on for a minute. Someone has pulled in next to the parking space here. The Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which Winfrey, Daphne, and Terry have put together with channelings from the higher realms, has the basis for the technology of creation, where Wynn asked many questions concerning creation. This book, when read and understood, can provide a backdrop for our creation and can provide a whole new slant upon the earth, the realm, the third density. Instead of being a fixed object or set of objects, it becomes a moment by moment in the now creation. And the moment by moment now creation can be changed with the free will of the creators, any of which are fully within the third density. obtaining or getting in contact or communication with the factors or life forms or life factors within the third density, then when those factors can, in their creation, see a different outcome, then can change the course, the projected course, the probabilities of the future of that sphere which those creators are creating. This is inclusive of life, which one does not ordinarily view as life, of the rocks and the trees and the landscape in various parts of the world. It all follows certain higher rules that can be changed. The rules can be changed as there is a higher set of rules that the lower trajectories can move into, and so break the rules and create so-called miracles. Do you have questions?
Well, the topic of this call is earth changes, and I would guess that we have a number of people on this call that have been on the call quite regularly, and it's a small group of people, and that the fact that we're on this call and we connect with your energies has some effect on the trajectory of possible outcomes. But we don't have a lot of people on the call. We probably have, well, maybe 50 or 60 people at the most. And given the way things look right now, and I'm going to ask later how it would look if we had 1,000 people on this call, and if we had 10,000 people on this call who were learning to feel these energies and be learning to become co-creators, because there are many people in this realm that have never been exposed to this, and I know it could make a huge difference in their lives. But, for example, there are many people who have predicted a pole shift, which could impact all the land masses on the planet. Can you tell
us what was the word you used? A what?
Pole shift.
Okay.
Is that something which is still a possibility? And if so, given the trajectories as they look right at this moment, what are the percentages of that possibility at this moment?
Clarification is needed for your question. There are two different poles. There is the magnetic pole, and then there is the geographical pole. The magnetic pole has been shifting and has been moving away from the geometric north. It has been moving. It is east, southeast of the magnetic north, and has been moving to the point that airports with large runways have had to change the direction of their runways so that the planes can still take off and land with the same compass headings to take into account the change in magnetic north. So the magnetic pole has been and is shifting the geological north, south. Give us a moment. The magnetic north shifts fairly regularly every 10,000 or so years. The geological north give us a moment. This would take an event to flip the geological north. There is a wobble within the Earth in its trajectory. As it moves around the sun, at times it tips more toward the sun and times it tips away. We do not see a flipping of the geological north to south. Or vice versa. We do not see such a flipping.
The movement of the magnetic north, how does that have an impact on the inhabitants of our planet? And could you explain that impact?
The inhabitants include the dolphins and the whales, which have magnetite in their brains, which helps guide them in their trajectory, and this does affect them when the geomagnetic north changes, much as an airplane taking off to a compass setting needs to readjust, so the animals need to readjust as they use magnetic lines for the migration from north to south and south to north. And this is one reason that there have been whales beached and dolphins beached, as the normal guiding lines have changed, but they have not yet changed. It is a selection of the species that the ones that are able to coordinate the changes to the magnetic lines with their own memory of the root and are able to modify and correct the root to the new magnetic and coordinate it with their awareness of surroundings, be more brighter and alert, are able to, instead of acting remotely to the magnetic compass setting, can coordinate with visible awareness and move their pod further out to sea and establish new guidelines and speak these changes to their pod, that their pod may move further out to sea than the new settings of the magnetic north would have them travel. So the dolphins and the whales are changed. They also have changes wherein the magnetic helps create electricity within the body, and as the magnetic field weakens, there's been a weakening in the field, then the charge within the individual creates a lesser potential difference, and the individual then may feel a lack of energy or a lack of enthusiasm or excitement, a lack of ability to set a new potential anticipatory goal that he is able to, with enthusiasm, move toward. Memory is somewhat affected, too, by the changes as they affect the body system. However, with these changes come new alignment to the center of the galaxy and opening to the star systems. So much like the whales and the dolphins that are more intelligent and are able to maintain their awareness and connection in the now to the changes in their environment, namely the magnetic north, the humans then are also in shifting their awareness to the new energies that are surrounding them and staying aware in the now of new opportunities, opportunities for being more psychic, for establishing better communications and relationships with their fellow humans, which is also given impetus by the falling away of some of the old economic stabilities. These are the individuals that will survive the best and be more open to ascension and be in the heart and ride through like a surfer on a wave, standing up the whole way.
Greg Braden, who I interviewed in the year 2000, approximately 2000, had said that because of the declining magnetic field, that as we approach 2012, there will be a tendency for humans to have more difficulty with memory, because part of the human memory is stored in the magnetic field of the planet. Is that true?
That is true. And individuals, even of a younger age, may notice a short-term memory loss at certain times, which is higher at certain times than at other times. They may wonder how come yesterday they weren't able to remember something, but today they are. And there are various ebbs and flows to this magnetic resonance where in memory is stored. However, an individual may develop compensatory ways of remembering, which can also be stored in the body matrix in various areas, lateral reference to other memories in connection with the thing that the individual is thinking about to something in the past that is similar may be affected there at a very deep level. However, within the individual's own field are memories that do not need to stay as a we are developing the world.